Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Azalea Banks cooking a dead cat on Instagram, our ideal Lady Gaga and J-Lo setlist for Inauguration Day, Armie Hammer and everything he's up to, and our tips and tricks for surviving karaoke. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community over on patreon.com/psychobabble. Now, before we talk about anything today, I gotta make a little announcement. I am going to be live on Twitch every single night this week for a fun little Twitch-a-thon. If you love Animal Crossing, Pokemon Go, Sims 4, Fortnite, I am going to be playing games, plus maybe some surprise games. You never know. My entire Twitch schedule is up on my Twitter, so be sure to check it out. Twitter.com/TylerOakley or twitch.tv/TyTyOakley. Hope to see y'all there. Good morning.
You're here. You wanna be here.
Hi.
Here.
Oh, I was listening to a Zed, set, like a live set when I was jump roping, of course. And you know, I love Zed. Zed's so cute, and I love his music. But there was a part where he was like, "Okay, now everybody sing this," and then he sang his song. But I wanted to be like, "Oh, baby, oh, pick a key, pick a note, pick a pitch." Oh. It was, and I'm thinking, "Oh my God, he's singing live in front of like 100,000 people right now. That's so stressful." And it's like 4 wrong notes in a row. Bless his soul.
I know everyone really loves hearing about other people's dreams. But I had this dream where two friends were trying to make me go sing karaoke with them at a karaoke bar, and I was very too embarrassed. Two friends, people you don't know. They were wanting me to go sing karaoke with them at the bar, and I was too embarrassed. And then my brother Jordy appeared in the dream for like 10 seconds, and he said, "Now, sing normally. Don't sing how you sing when you're alone in the car, or like when you're alone in the shower, or like when you're alone at home." And I felt very shamed.
That's a karaoke. You're supposed to sing how you normally sing. I find it embarrassing when people go up at karaoke and try to sing.
Try to sing.
Neither would I. I'm not. That is not my gig. I hate karaoke. But like when people are like trying to get a record deal, like when they think somebody in the audience is like going to discover them, I want to be like, "Baby, just have fun. Why are you trying to like do 10th grade vibrato alto section?"
I don't even know what any of that means.
Exactly. Like, don't do it.
So what you're saying is, in my dream, I should have just sang how my little heart wanted to sing.
Just sing. Yeah. I think
my angel of music.
The audience, I can only speak for myself. The audience being me, I feel so uncomfortable when somebody at karaoke is really trying to impress the crowd. I love when whoever is singing understands that it's karaoke. Nothing matters. Have fun.
That's why I think everyone should just always be able to sing along. Like, remember?
You need to pick a song
Okay, well, yeah, this is the situation. Don't pick a song that you think is going to show you off. Pick a song that the entire crowd is going to enjoy, even after the first verse, because, baby, you don't realize how long a song is until you're doing the second verse in karaoke and everyone's kind of like ready for the next song.
Yeah, well, that's like when you and I would go to karaoke at that at the Lookout in San Francisco when we lived close by to that. I never got up and sang, but I would sing along from my seat with the people who were singing. And I just think that should be the moment.
That is not true because me and you both went up once and we did City High.
We did City High. What would you do? Well, yeah, I'm much more of a group karaoke singer, never a solo performance.
Okay, sure.
What would you do if your son was at home?
Well, that was my part, wasn't it? I think I only did the chorus. It was very much, you know, you guys know the video of, oh my God, it was us. It was two guys on stage and one's rapping and one's like dancing along and being like,
is that
hype man.
Did we do that?
I can't believe.
I remember you sang a lot of Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson at that karaoke bar.
I love that one. And some Robin, always a crowd pleaser.
Exactly. I'm not here for anyone getting up, doing a shtick and doing karaoke to like the song Tequila.
Tequila?
The one that's like, and it's just that for 5 minutes. And then all they say is tequila once every 45 seconds.
I think my new karaoke song, though, if I ever get to leave the house again, if karaoke ever is ever a thing, I feel like breathing really close to a microphone and then somebody else coming up and breathing really close to that microphone, that's not going to happen for
us. I was going to say, sharing a mic is not COVID friendly.
No. I think... Poor Unfortunate Souls, I think, is my new karaoke song.
Yeah.
It's got highs and lows. Everybody knows the plot. There's a spell in the middle, Flotsam and Jetsam. There's a witch's cackle.
You should bring like a lipstick.
It really is everything.
You're like, because doesn't she turn the little people into like inky little like slugs or something? And then she puts lipstick on with the people. Isn't that what happens? Isn't that what Ursula's up to?
Yeah.
Maybe you bring a bag of makeup. What's it, like a kitten caboodle? Then you got your little foundation.
Oh, wait, no, she uses the worms as lipstick.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you need to pull a lipstick out mid-performance and do up those lips.
It cultivates the audience while it culminates at the end with everyone having to sing the
Oh yeah.
And then I'm all sing for me.
It is
the perfect karaoke song.
Wow.
Try it next time you're there.
Next time the world reopens.
Write it down.
I'll be there I'll be square.
Corey, cool.
Guess what?
Huh?
It's the very last podcast with Donald Trump as president.
Hey, this really snuck up on me.
Next time we record an episode, we got a new president.
Well, what? Are we sure? I don't know. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch.
A lot can happen in the next few days.
We've got 2 days left of the Trump presidency. It is very strange that we have been making this podcast since Obama was president, right?
Oh my God, this will be our third president podcast.
So if you want to see our live reaction from any week of Trump running for office, Trump winning the presidency, those are all documented on our podcast.
I'm afraid to listen to whatever happened in November of 2016, that episode after.
Certainly, I was not in a good space.
I remember during the full screen era when we threw hot dogs into a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump's mouth.
Oh my God, things that I've really blocked out of my life. I don't remember that at all. That sounds like something. Hot dog down the hallway?
Oh, honey.
So are you celebrating in any way this Wednesday?
I'm sure I'll go for a run and probably watch the inauguration on TV.
Gaga's performing, J-Lo's performing. I think Justin Timberlake, did I make that up? But I am nervous.
I think he's just checking temperatures at the door and like making sure everyone has tickets.
Good. Thank God.
I heard Demi Lovato's performing as well.
Well, thank God. Fabletics. Doesn't she do that?
Bitch, everyone's got their own. Even Carrie Underwood has her own Fabletics.
I love a pop star brand deal. Good for them. What do you think Gaga's performing at the inauguration?
She posted the national anthem.
Government hooker?
Replay.
Our national anthem? Government hooker?
1,000 doves.
Mm, I think honestly, that would be beautiful if she released 1,000 doves at the inauguration.
Bitch, you know, I already told you doves are just pigeons by another name. And you know, I think birds aren't real.
There was a big motif in Veneno, which you still need to watch.
A motif?
Yeah, baby, motif. You know about motif? It's a motif. Like a repetitive symbol in the media.
I hope a drag queen names themselves Motif.
Anyway, about birds and this little character. I won't spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
It takes care of the birds and his sister. Their sister is all like, you know, doves don't fly as high as all the other birds because they can't have it all. They can't have
what
it all.
What do the doves have to begin with?
Well, they got the looks, the pretty face.
No, they don't.
And don't forget the importance of
body language.
Well, yeah.
Is that because they can spin their heads all the way around?
Can they?
Was this bird motif very similar to Pretty Bird?
No, which I did recently watch, and that movie still holds up. Dumb and Dumber is fabulous. It is wonderful. It's a joy from start to finish, though I don't love the animal abuse, but thankfully it's probably
a fake Pretty Bird.
Yeah, puppets. Oh, I'm bleeding. Look. Look at this.
Wow, always picking at something.
I know.
Now what are you going to do? You're going to rub it in?
I'm recording a podcast. I can't walk away. The hit song by Kelly Clarkson that I sometimes do at karaoke.
Katie Clarkson.
Hey, Katy Perry is doing a collab with Pokemon. Can you believe?
Oh, God. I woke up that morning. I had texts. I had messages on Discord. I had tweets. I had Instagram DMs. Everybody in the world wanted me to know that my two loves were coming together. Nathan was obsessed with letting me know. He was the first. He said,
"Well,
are you excited?" I said, "I don't even know what song this is. I don't even know."
It's a new song, isn't it? So Katy Perry's doing a collab with Pokemon to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pokemon.
Well, we'll have to get Nathan on the line because he told me that she's doing the like Team Rocket song, I thought.
Oh, I would love that. That's fun.
I'll have to check the text.
Did you watch the stop motion video that like announced it?
Yeah, but there was not music in that, was there?
I don't think so. But when they were about to show the Katy Perry moment of that, where they like announced the Katy Perry partnership, that you can see in the background of the stop motion stuff, all of the Katy Perry iconic looks from her past.
I thought
you would like that.
I guess I didn't make it that deep into the video because I thought unless it's a snippet of the song, I don't care.
Fake fan.
Do you think it'll be a number one hit for her?
I sure hope so. Pokemon is a very large brand with a lot of lovers. Maybe that can help push her up the charts.
Should I put it in the Power Hour?
Baby, are you still making power hours? I don't remember you doing one last year.
I haven't made one in 2 years.
I would like this song to do well for Katie because I like Katie. But there's some type of disconnect happening with Katie and the general public. And I can't put my finger on it, but maybe I'm a gay of a certain age. And I think she just has not translated to younger demographics currently, and I just think that is a bummer because she is a fun artist to have in the zeitgeist.
Oh, well, look at you being kind.
It is a bummer. I think I like that she is she has fun and she doesn't take herself too seriously, but
that's what I've always loved about her.
She does not resonate right now, and I wonder what she is going to do as an artist.
I mean, listen, I just don't think having a whole album cycle be about clowns was the moment.
Whew. I don't know. She thought she was the it girl.
She never did think she was the it girl.
No, it.
Katie's
like
never.
It,
oh, God.
It, like
it.
The clown.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now I get it. All she do was, is spooky dookie.
Who? Does she? She does. You know what she needs to do? She needs to lean into the camp and give us a Halloween album. Like, clearly we were all thirsty for it with Katie, with Kim Petras. Like, why not do something like that?
Right. When
I
you
think
said
that could
that,
be fun for her.
Like, my brain started hearing her singing the Addams Family theme song for some reason. And maybe it already exists because of the way that I heard it perfectly in her voice.
I can hear it.
Like, do we need Katie doing the Addams Family remix for Halloween?
I don't, a feminist take on the Addams Family, the Maddams Family?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why not?
Let's have it. Listen, sure. I'm here. I'll listen to it. I'll stream it.
Hey.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Did you hear about Azalea Banks cooking her dead cat?
No. I really didn't. So please tell me.
There's nothing to tell. Do you follow her on Instagram?
No, I thought she got canceled a long time ago.
Baby, she does. And let me tell you about getting canceled. You only are canceled if you accept that you've been canceled. Why we still have Azalea Banks continuing. Hence why we still have Trisha Paytas continuing. It's because they don't accept a cancellation. They say, no. And then they keep going on with their merry way. Once you like even acknowledge that you've been canceled or apologize or anything, then that becomes a part of your narrative. But like, because these two consistently don't give a fuck, they just are like, okay, well, your opinion of me doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to keep going. And people just accept that, I find. Don't you think?
And so she ate a cat?
I don't know if she ate it. This does not come from a making fun place because I just don't really know what she's up to ever. But I believe like she has been known on her Instagram story, Azalea Banks, to like be power washing her closet in her house to get the chicken blood off the ground, off the hardwood floor.
I vaguely remember that. Something about she was casting a spell. We talked about it.
She is witchy.
She's witchy. I mean, yeah. I'm witchy, but I've never harmed an animal. I've never teased an animal.
No? Well, I don't know if she harmed the cat. I think she dug it up from her backyard to cook. What? I don't know.
Was it because she needed to recharge her crystals?
Maybe. I don't know.
This reminds me, I was remembering that because my roommate and I ordered McDonald's delivery for breakfast. And then I asked him, I said, now what McDonald's did you get that delivered from in the city? Because I remembered someone had brought a dead raccoon into one of the San Francisco McDonald's a couple years ago and put it on the table, and then the whole restaurant had to be closed.
What?
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't really know why the person did it. I don't know if it was revenge or what, and I don't know how the raccoon
a
died.
A raccoon?
Yeah, so...
A raccoon.
So my roommate was like, no, you're making this up, you're lying. So then I pulled up the article, and it was just the two-year anniversary of this on the day of the coup. So apparently January 6th is just not a good day.
For what? Rodents? Vermin?
Anything. Nothing good's up. Nothing good's happening. If someone's bringing a raccoon into a McDonald's and putting it on the table.
Jesus. I just looked up the Azalea situation. She was doing taxidermy at home.
Oh, okay. Is she a licensed taxidermist?
I don't know. Do you need to get a license for that?
You must. You must.
Let's do it.
I read a really good book last year about this taxidermist. But she had all of her licenses, it seemed. It was a family business.
Would you do taxidermy to an animal that you love?
Like when people get like their favorite cat, their favorite dog?
Yes.
Like a deer that had a big rack or whatever they're into?
Okay, well, these are all the questions. So would you hunt? First of all, you would never hunt an animal.
No, I think most animals are too cute to shoot.
Ooh. Except this pussy. Okay, so then that says you would also never mount the head of an animal that you shot. I would not either.
Well, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be out shooting any animals. I've shot a gun, but they never at an animal.
Oh.
Just at a target. Okay. Just not cool. Not at a target, but at a target. Like at a target.
Oh. Hey, but you have eaten live animals.
Live. Yes, I have. I thought you were. I was like, what?
You have
eaten. Like, just because I'm a butcher's boy doesn't mean.
No, baby. When we were on Fear Factor, what did you eat?
I ate a scorpion and a cockroach. Mm-hmm. You ate cockroach too.
Yeah. They were both alive.
Yeah. But yeah. I think, I don't know. Is it like when you eat a bug like that, does PETA get all mad or is it like.
They should. Well, PETA gets mad at anything. But.
But it's like.
I will say.
But like people don't get mad when people eat fish and they're all like, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And that's why they don't get mad about it. I really don't know.
I think it depends person to person. Like I feel every time I do a hallucinogen, you know that I come to the conclusion that I need to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all of these animals have spirits. All of these animals have souls. Like I'm connecting and looking into a dog's eyes. That dog sees me. So what is the difference between that dog and a cat and a turtle and a fish and a bird? Like a chicken can look me in the eyes. So how can I possibly eat it? But I do.
Yeah. Well, listen, but, I don't know.
I feel like I shouldn't, though.
I just want to know if people are all up in arms about me eating a cockroach.
Oh, there are probably.
Am I canceled?
Yeah, well, I would only if you accept the cancellation, baby. Let me tell you, you need to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed. It'll blow your mind.
I'll put it on my list. We have a little book club on the Discord and people share books. So when people list good ones that sound good to me, I add it to my library queue and then I save it. And I think someday I'll get here. It's been great.
Speaking of eating animals, would you ever eat a human?
No, not again. Not a second time.
Oh,
my grandma my grandma used to say,
I was setting you up for a transition to Army Hammer.
I know where you're going, but I'm going to pause and tell you real quick that my grandma always used to say, well, a sign of biting your nails is a sign of cannibalism. That's how she shamed me.
Okay.
So then I stopped, thank God. Or well, goddess.
Okay.
So would I eat someone? No. But if Army Hammer wanted to wear my toe as a necklace, I'd probably let him.
Does he do that? Is that part of the rumors? So I really missed a lot of the Army Hammer situation.
I did too.
First of all, let's discuss Army Hammer as a name. Is it real?
I hate it.
Is that his real name?
I hate it. I think it's his real name. I don't know. I've never really looked into Army Hammer a lot. I watched, apparently he's in The Social Network, which I think people, it's funny because the articles that I have read now that Army Hammer's name is in the news, a lot of people keep referencing he was in The Social Network. And I think, who even remembers that?
He was the Winklevoss twin.
I had to look it up to remember, but I also hated The Social Network. But Yeah, I always think of him in Call Me By Your Name, and I didn't like that because I thought, okay, girl, you look like you're 35 and Timothée Chalamet looks like he's 14, and I just don't love that.
Well, I mean, then I think you have an issue with the book itself because the book is also a little bit like
I'm
that.
Aware. I'm aware.
So I am on his Wikipedia right now, and it says that he has had former girlfriends and multiple other women come forward about abuse, including inappropriate and non-consensual behavior they had allegedly experienced from him. There now has been screenshots of alleged conversations that are inappropriate or make people uncomfortable or were happening while he was married and not able to be doing that because of the rules of his relationship. Not that some people can't be open, but he also is apparently really into, according to these alleged texts, some funky shit, which we don't kink shame until somebody maybe gets hurt from it. But apparently he's into blood, violence, rape, cannibalism, things of that nature. And he was going viral all over the internet because of it. And it was this big discussion of like, okay, well, are people kink shaming him? Or are people rightfully being like, girl, this is a fucking mess. And we seem to see some behavior that is questionable and upsetting and maybe even disturbing. I don't know. It's a hard line that I've never had to figure out where I stand on it. Is he acting on the cannibalism fantasies?
I don't know. I saw one article that his, I think it was an ex-girlfriend, said that like when she had like a little scratch on her wrist, he like asked to like lick the blood, kind of like when you just showed me your leg. But like, well, but like if you and I were hanging out and you asked me to lick the blood, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
But I also wouldn't feel some type of way about it. But I don't judge you.
He has since backed out. He's backed out of the casting for a movie that he's in. So I'm like, oh shit, this is like a real big situation he's going through.
He said he backed out of the movie because he didn't feel right leaving his kids for like 4 to 6 weeks in the middle of this like shitstorm while people are like talking about their father. But nobody was more upset than my roommate because it's a J-Lo movie that's now getting delayed. And he loves J-Lo.
Well, what are we going to do? This feels like a personal attack toward J-Lo.
Well, she's performing at the inauguration, so it'll be okay.
What do you know what she's performing?
Not live vocals,
I hope.
Probably.
I love you, Poppy. I love you, Poppy.
I think she's
I love you, Biden. I love you, love you, love you, Biden.
Can you imagine if J-Lo came out and did a remix of I Love You, Poppy to I Love You,
What
Biden?
About like Waiting for Tonight with, instead of green lasers, it's red, white, and blue lasers?
Okay. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'll be like, let's get loud. She's
sure.
You know she's going to perform Let's Get Loud. All J-Lo ever performs is Let's Get Loud.
I hope she features on Government Hooker. That would be a fun, that'd be a fun little plot twist.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are people like, I haven't even looked into this. Is the inauguration like a thing? Are people going? Are like, where is Gaga performing,
DC,
and who is she
DC
performing
for? DC is like
for?
In extreme lockdown right now.
I saw like national, I saw like, what's it called? The National Guard like sleeping on the floors of like the Capitol building.
So I don't know how public any of it will be. I don't know how pre-recorded any of it will be.
It needs to be pre-recorded. I can't handle any of these people or Biden or Kamala being in danger.
I agree, but I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm very stressed about it, to be honest. It's like, I would just like our country to kind of move forward a little. And it feels a little like waiting for the shitstorm. Waiting for tonight. Hey, Trump was impeached again. Did that happen in the last week? Or I can't really remember.
Yeah, sure did. He now has 50% of our country's impeachment.
That dumb bitch.
CNN really loves to run with headlines like that.
I mean, the only president to be a dumb bitch. Did you know?
There's no way that's true. There have been other dumb bitch presidents.
You are right. You are right.
Come on. Let's get serious. Let's get loud.
I took my Christmas tree down.
Oh, God bless.
Yesterday, I had a big day. I was cleaning the living room, organizing my kitchen. I organized my junk drawer.
I love
that.
Took
down the tree. I organized all my Christmas stuff and put it back in those, like, I've become my parents. Like, I have those, like, bins Christmas stuff. When did that happen?
I see, when I moved from LA to San Francisco, I had to get rid of all of my Christmas bins. And so now I don't. I just have one for my wreath.
Well, but I've never done a wreath. I'm looking for a wreath.
But I took down I took down all my Christmas decorations on my Animal Crossing island by January 7th.
Whew, I've been playing Animal Crossing. I'm playing it tonight on Twitch. It's fun, but I'm a little bit like overwhelmed because I don't know what the hell I'm up to.
You know? That's what I'm confused by, because in the early days, it's like go get 30 rocks, go get
Because I played on Twitch, a lot of people are yelling at me like what I need to be doing. So I think I just need to focus and play without people yelling at me.
You have a Mike Pence fly moment going on your head.
I know.
Right now.
I see the fly flying around.
Flies, girl. Flies do love shit, though.
Well, I have found that I leave my sliding doors open all the time while I'm at home because I like fresh air. But because it's becoming springtime again, the flies are out. And so I need to start closing those again.
The hills have flies, baby. Mm. So yeah, maybe give your Animal Crossing a little whirl by yourself. Text me. We can arrange a private meeting. I can bring you 30 stones or 30 oars or 30 sticks, whatever you need.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll help us to see. I'll give you a mask. Did anyone give you a mask yet to wear?
Nobody.
Do you still have the pigtails?
Pigtails. Oh yeah, my pigtails and my tooth.
I'll bring you a mirror in case you want to change. In case you want to change. I'll bring you a million bells in case you need to build a house or a bridge.
I actually probably mean that. Thank you. But I also feel like I'm cheating if everyone gives me money in the game.
I agree. I kind of agree with that. That's why I help people out with just little items and things. Anyway, hey, what were you gonna say?
I was going to say, have you ever seen the movie Barbarella?
No, but I could tell you a little bit about it.
Did we already discuss this?
I don't think so. Why, did you watch it?
I just watched it.
Did you rent it on my Amazon account?
It's possible. I don't know. I have been watching so many, quote unquote, cult classics. And what I'm finding is movies sometimes are good.
Well, yeah.
Which I never knew. So, like, I watched Barbarella with Jane Fonda in it, and it was fun. I was on an edible, and the edible was intense.
Was
so
it
I don't
camp?
Know how good it was actually. It was camp, yes. It was a good time. I think you need to watch it. you'll start to see all the people that in pop culture reference Barbarella, because like it's the Break Free music video. It's
really
Austin Powers. Oh yeah, you need to see it.
I love that. Have you seen Promising Young Women on, I think it's on Amazon?
I have not.
It just came out. So I think if you do rent it on Amazon, it's $20. I haven't seen it. And I've heard a lot of good things about it.
I know Bo Burnham is in it.
But I've been trying to avoid any trailers or stuff, because when someone says it's good, I'm like, I want to watch it. And I don't want to like have the whole fucking trailer spoil the whole movie.
I'm very that. When people are like, well, let's watch both trailers and see what we want to watch, I'm like, no. I don't want to know anything about them. Just pick one.
No. I'm like, my brain remembers too much information, and I'll remember a scene that I hadn't seen yet, and then I'll put the plot together behind the scenes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe we should both watch it and report back on how we liked it. Okay. What else do we have to do this week? Watch an inauguration?
You know, I have a very busy week. Can I tell you?
Please.
I am going to be streaming on Twitch every single night this week. It's my my first week with a schedule. So
Twitch-a-thon?
It's a Twitch-a-thon. I am playing Animal Crossing, Pokemon Go, Sims 4, Fortnite. I would love if anybody here would like to join. A lot of people from the Discord have been hanging out with me on Twitch lately, and it's been so wonderful. But if you haven't yet, it doesn't really have to do with what game we're playing. It's just like a chance to hang out and chill and giggle and gossip. So I would love to have any of y'all.
Cute.
That's all. And yeah.
Would you even say Paul Lovett?
No, I wouldn't.
Chicken tetrazzini?
Oh my God, I got KFC yesterday for lunch. It was insane. I had it delivered. A big, huge bucket of KFC.
A
bucket with mashed potatoes, gravy, biscuits. You know what? I'm having this kind of day.
You know I'm wet for mashed potatoes.
It was nice. I really felt like I was treating myself. It was my day off. I didn't work out.
Did you get crispy chicken?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, good. Do they still have...
I lived the life.
Did you get... What are those KFC bowls called?
Oh, I don't know.
It came with chicken and corn and mashed potatoes.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't really remember. I don't know, but the last time I had been to KFC was when we went before that concert.
KFC
in San Francisco.
Bowl.
And we went to, it's a combination KFC, it's Taco Bell that we went to.
Yeah, I know where that one is.
What concert was that? Marina and the Diamonds.
They have not had a dead raccoon in that KFC Taco Bell.
No. Oh, well.
Not yet. There's still time. What are you up to next January 6th?
Hanging.
Living.
Hanging out. Chilling.
Minding your business?
Probably. Probably not. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Corey? Anything else you got on your mind?
No,
put it in the book.
No, I think that's it. I think I said my piece. I think I love, and I think I love fun, and I love to laugh.
Okay, cool.
Where can people find you, Tyler?
Corey, you can find me on Twitch. I'm streaming twitch.tv/TyTyOakley. I would love to see you there. Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me... in your dreams, baby.
Oh. Okay, work. What will you be doing? Karaoke?
Oh, well, nothing non-consensual, that's for sure. But yeah, maybe a little singing, a little dance.
Nice.
A little whispering.
Okay. If you're listening this far, thank you. Have a good life. We'll see you next Tuesday when we have a brand new president.
Oh, my God. I wish we had one of those confetti whistle horns that's all... No. No, certainly not. You sound like a fucking turkey with a gobbler.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
All right, designers. Bye.
Bye.